There is some encouraging news today about Alzheimer's disease coming out of an international conference that's going on in Washington. A new drug has shown some effectiveness at slowing the progression of Alzheimer's in patients with mild symptoms. It was developed by Eli Lilly and is called solanezumab. Eric Siemers is a neurologist and senior medical director with Eli Lilly's Alzheimer's platform. He's with us from Washington. And Dr. Siemers, so far we've only been able to treat symptoms of Alzheimer's, but we haven't had anything to slow its progress, and it looks like this drug might do that.
We think that it certainly may. Now, we do have an Expedition 3 trial that's currently in progress, and we'll want to replicate these results in Expedition 3. That'll be the real proof. But based on the data that we're seeing, that's exactly right. This is not just treating the symptoms. The whole idea for the study is that if you, say, wait 6 hours to take your aspirin, it doesn't matter. You still reduce your temperature after waiting. But what we found in this study is that if you wait to start the solanezumab, you can't ever get back what you've lost during that period of time when you've waited. With Alzheimer's and other similar diseases, brain cells die every day, and for that period of time when people were on placebo, they had more brain cells dying. So once you start them on solanezumab, you can't make that back up.
So this would be a good drug, if these studies are correct, for people in very early stages of Alzheimer's, but I guess one of the other problems with Alzheimer's is it's sometimes hard to diagnose it early.
It can be. The studies, the expedition studies that we've done and are doing are actually looking at people with mild dementia, so they have symptoms. They're fairly mild. Now, one of the things that we as a field have learned in the last 10 years or so is that these plaques that you have in your brain with Alzheimer's disease, they actually are there probably 15 years before you ever develop any symptoms. And so we're also studying solanezumab in a study called the A4 study, part of a collaboration with the NIH. And so these patients in A4, we know they have plaques in their brains based on a PET scan result, but they don't have any symptoms. So that study is just getting started. I think that'll be very interesting in terms of seeing whether it's beneficial to start treatment before any symptoms at all are present.
And what you're saying is that this drug, that the studies that you've been doing, may also give us more of a sense of what causes Alzheimer's disease, which we don't really know at this point.
Well, that's exactly right. It's to some extent a little bit circular. We think that the cause of Alzheimer's disease has something to do with these amyloid plaques, which are made up of something called A-beta. Solanezumab inactivates the A-beta. So if we have a successful solanezumab trial, that would, in a sense, confirm the theory that A-beta and amyloid are the bad actors in the disease and are part of the underlying cause.
How did you get to this point? Was this just funding that is coming from Eli Lilly, or you mentioned the National Institutes of Health? When you make big discoveries like this, are they usually collaborations between the government and the private sector?
Typically, and I will say for our expedition studies, those were really funded by Lilly. The A4 study is a bit unique in that we do collaborate with the NIH. Now, these public-private partnerships are something that a lot of people are talking about. I think it's a model that may become more common in the future. But for the most part, certainly for our expedition studies, those were done by Eli Lilly.
And are researchers at this point searching for a cure for Alzheimer's or just treatment for people who have Alzheimer's?
Well, we would all like a cure for Alzheimer's disease. There's no question about it. And NAPA, the National Alzheimer's Plan, as a goal, has either potent treatments or prevention by 2025. That's a pretty steep goal. But I think the results that we have and some other results that are being presented this week should really give people hope that we're on the right track. At least initially, I think it's unlikely that one new medication will completely stop or cure the disease, but it will give us a good start. And once you know that you're on the right track with these amyloid or A-beta-related treatments, then you can start adding treatments together. So combination therapies are likely to be something that will be done in the future. And so once we get the first toehold on this, after that, then the treatments should become more and more potent and efficacious.
That's Dr. Eric Siemers, a neurologist and senior medical director with the Alzheimer's platform at Eli Lilly. We've got more information about this drug that we've been talking about that's still in clinical trials at our website, hereandnow.org. Dr. Siemers, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.